So we're with assistant coach Chris Rose. How would you assess today's performance against a very tough Super League side in Widnes?
Today was our best performance of the year so far. The attitude that we brought today, the approach to everything we did today was first rate. And you show that game to a neutral, there's no doubt they would not be able to tell which the Super League team was. You really wouldn't. I thought the outstanding performances came from Halifax players today. They really did. And you can't look beyond Ben Eaton for the best player on the park today. What he did today, having been out of the team for a long time, was absolutely phenomenal. And backed up as well by... We were very good across the board. Brandon Moore was superb. Salty was. Miles Greenwood was. Throughout that Halifax team today, everybody can be delighted with what they contributed today.
I was just saying, like you mentioned, Ben Eaton there having a fantastic game coming back from injury and stuff. Could we have done with maybe potentially having Gareth Moore there as well in the middle just to kind of set things alight a little bit?
Yeah, I think Gareth would have been good. I think Gareth would have added something today, but also I thought it was right that Connor had his chance and he did a good job too. And that's the thing, when you've got a number of good halfbacks in the team that they do all deserve an opportunity. And so I was, right behind what was decided today. But yeah, Jono as well came in and gives a couple of opportunities later on in the game.
We came out all guns blazing in the first 10 minutes, so did the visitors. Is that something that you've worked on in training, basically the speed of the play, getting the ball in quicker and get about a little bit faster than we have done maybe in recent weeks?
Nothing much different was said. We've had a trend of starting games well, but what was clear to me was I monitor the errors that we make during a game, and today was the first time this season that we'd made no errors after 10 minutes. And so it was a very, very good start to the game. And that comes through the work of people like Dane Manning, Brandon Moore again. And Richard Moore was really good when he came in too. But the beginning of the game was excellent today, yeah. And, we sustained it throughout in very difficult circumstances today.
We're sitting here and talking about a defeat. And in all honesty, I don't think it feels like a defeat. I've got to say, a lot of the fans today were impressed with the boys' immense pressure and the immortality kind of fear factor that we put into the team today.
Yeah, Widnes were clearly very uncomfortable with what we threw at them today, and I think, hey, they've got to be honest, they were extremely fortunate with two forward pass decisions. I mean, we've looked at them on the video, just have a look. They really hurt us, and they had a big impact on the game. Two passes that did went forward and weren't given, and that hurt us because they scored off the back of those. Certainly the last one they did, and yeah, you hope for those things to be seen. They weren't, and we suffered as a result of that. But again, it can't take anything away from the overall performance from us today.
We're talking about two big decisions. We're not a club that likes to maybe pull up the referee on occasions because we're not that kind of outfit here at Halifax. But like you said, them two big decisions, and maybe the 2-on-1 tackle on Jacob Fairbank in the first half as well, them big decisions are going to cost you games. And we're not saying it ultimately has today, but it's helped.
No, it has. It has contributed, and there's no doubt about that. And I think if I'd invite anybody to look back at the video and have a look at them, because yeah, they're there, and they did impact the outcome without doubt. And the thing is, when you play a Super League team like we did today, you may get four or five scoring opportunities, and you've got to probably take three out of the four if you get them, if you're going to get the outcome that you want. And then when you're playing as well as we did, and those little things which turn into big things go against you, it makes it very hard. It finished 28-18. It was a far closer game than that. And I never come on here and place blame or anything like that. But it's difficult to deny that those decisions had an impact on today's outcome.
Of course, and if we kind of stray now onto next Sunday's game against Batley back in the Kingston Press Championship, it's not going to be an easy game. They've had a a very good start to the season like we have. What do you think they're going to possess and they're going to bring to the field on Sunday?
Batley are always reliable, always consistent, and everybody's spoken about the difference between Batley of this year and last, where they were always reliable and a good forwards-based team, but they've added the players from Sheffield that everybody's talked about that have made them into a far more complete side. And you know, it's cliche and all the rest of it, but you don't get a bad junkier team, you don't, and it'll be a very, very difficult game next week. But hopefully, if we can take what we've done today, you know, you put that up against anybody in the league, and we're going to stand a very good chance.
So now taking this form into the Kingston Press Championship, would you say it's a little bit of a blessing or a little bit of a distraction out of the way, maybe going out of the cup today, maybe focusing on getting inside that top four with a solid ending to the season?
There's no doubt that the goal is about being in the top four, and that's a priority over anything else that might be available to us. We would have liked to have been in the next round. We probably deserve to be in the next round, but the important bit is that we take the momentum, we take the learning from today, and we put it into next week. We've had some really poor performances this year, no doubt about that. And the challenge for this team and for us as a whole is can we bring the standard of performance against the teams in our league, and particularly the lower half teams in our league, as we are managing to bring against Bradford, Featherstone, and today against Widnes. That's what we have to do. That's the goal. And if we do that, we give ourselves every chance of being where we want to be at the end of the year.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good luck for next Sunday.
Thank you.